Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry. It takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all. Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Yesterday in our study of 1 John chapter 3, we were talking about the difference between being forced to give and giving willingly. Let's start at that point today. Foundation for the Bible stands. In the early 1900s, when they instituted a national income tax, that there were some arguments, and one of the men in the congressional floor stood up and said, "What's to keep the tax from going up to be raised to? It could even get up to a point of 5% of one's income." And they laughed him to scorn and said, 5% of one's income, it would never come to that. People would not stand for it. They would rebel. This nation would be in an uproar. Oh, how many of us wish they only took 5% of our income. But you see, there was kind of a lie and a pressure to get to that point. And just imagine if the church could do that. Well, if it was forced, then what they gave would not be of faith. It is not led of God. You know, I tithe because I know the Bible teaches it, so I'm led of God to tithe. Offering, I need to be led of God, but I need to know where to offer. Most of my offering is to my church, or if it's for another ministry, it goes through my church. Being led of God, we distinguish between those who won't work and those who would. You know, it's kind of like socialism and liberalism. Socialism and liberalism says, what's yours is mine. Christianity says, what's mine is yours. But you see, it gives it out of the will of its own heart, the good nature of its heart. It's not yanked from them and stolen from them. Now, not all taxes of government are bad. Don't get me wrong. You're glad that you have highways. I think that you would also be glad that we have police forces and fire departments and that we have a military, or we'd be enslaved under a socialistic, communistic, liberal government. We don't need that. We don't want that. So again, understand that as Christians, we need to have a heart that's ready to give, ready to communicate, ready to distribute. But it must be God's will, God's way. So you have this world's goods, has the idea you have it, and you continue to have it, and you abound. Again, it is not evil if you obtained it honestly, be it work, through investing, or through an inheritance. The purpose is now seen for it. God has allowed you to have it as his servant. Your wise use to build it up reflects you would not throw it away on philanthropy that is given to a man who won't work. Now, sometimes somebody wants help. They'll come by the church and they'll want help. And we've got things now. We have them fill out a form and things like that. But one of the questions, if I question them, and I don't get to do that as much as I used to, but if I'm the one that questions them, and let's just say it's an electric bill, and I say to them, what's to keep you from having this same need in 2 months? How are you going to be able to pay 2 months from now your rent? your house payment, your car payment, what have you. You see, if there's not going to be a change in their life, then I'm just throwing away God's money that he's brought into the church. And you may be throwing away God's money that he's allowed you to earn. Just understand that you may work hard out there and you earn your money, but it's still God's money. You see, he can take your health from you in a heartbeat. He can take your job from you in a heartbeat. I actually had a man in one of my churches that I pastored that he and his wife argued about that, about the tithe. And she thought, you know, we need to tithe. We need to be faithful in it. And they came to me, and he was upset, and he said, look, I'm the one that went out and got that job. And he had a good job. He had a good job, had good pay. He says, I'm the one that got that job. I'm the one that's been working the last 16 years. And the implication was, that money all belongs to me, not God, and I'm not tithing it. Within 1 week, the place where he was working was prospering and continues to prosper to this day, but he was fired. Some guy came down, they got in fight, and he tells me the guy started to fight with him. I don't know if that's true or not, but even if it's true, the other guy started to fight. He lost his job in 1 week after he made that statement. And then I know for a while he had to work for minimum wage. Now just think. Just think. This guy did not really realize that God gave him his health and his ability to do what he was doing to make money. You see? Here he says, your brother have need. The idea is here, in 1 John chapter 3, in verse 17, but whoso hath his world's good and seeth his brother have need. You see that it does have a need. It's been placed before you. If it is, then it is something to wisely ask about, pray about, and then give generously as God has provided you and laid it upon your heart to do so. Now, make sure you take it to the Lord. Now, another note here is that this does not contradict other portions of Scripture. Rather, it is to work in harmony with them. For example, the Bible points out, if they have family, the family is responsible first, not the government. Not the local church. Family is responsible first. If they provide not for their own, they're worse than an infidel, the Bible tells us. In 1 Timothy 5:4 and verses 7 and 8 as well, that same 5th chapter says, but if any widow have children or nephews, let them first learn to show piety at home and to requite their parents, for that is good and acceptable before God. Notice that God put the responsibility for the need of those widows on family. Verse 7 of that same chapter, 1 Timothy 5, says, and these things give in charge that they may be blameless. But if any provide not for his own, especially for those of his own house, he hath denied the faith and is worse than an infidel. So before God, the responsibility is on family first. Churches and individuals need to be careful of keeping people from going to family first, because then you're not helping them, and the person can continue in that way. Now, what if you see they're good people, but they do not know how to manage their money? Well, do it in a manner in which you manage it for them. If they're unwilling, then why would you help out with their wrongness? So you got to say, look, I'll help you out of this, but you got to let me manage and help you get out of it. I'm just not going to give you money. I'm going to show you how to spend your money. I'm going to show you how to get it so you can pay your bills and show you what you do need and don't need. Now, it may be their ability, their education, their physical attributes, whatever, that prevent them from progressing much further. So they need your counsel, they need your help, and they need your guidance. Now, you're not there as somebody, as a lord over them, or somebody that is barking out orders for them, but you need to take charge of it. And if they don't want you to have your hands in it at all, then let them know. Say, well, that is my concern, and therefore I will not help you unless you let me help you this way. Now, if they're not lazy, maybe you're the one God provided to instill hope. I mean, they're working. They're fairly good at managing their own things, just they had a bad setback. And in that case, then you're there, and you can help them out and see them on their way, and you can encourage them and give them some hope. Now, by the way, this can apply if you see that a brother has need, but you do not have the money. But you have skills. For example, you can fix things in a home. You can fix a car. There's repairs that you can make. There's help that you can give. And God has given you that ability, and you're using that ability to make a living in life. But there are some people that may not be able at the time that they have a need to do anything about it. And you can step in there for them and use your talent, your ability. They don't have family, or family can't afford it. And so, as a man of God, as a person who loves the Lord, you step in and do that. Sometimes there are families that are sick. And the idea of going over mowing a yard, it may be months you have to mow it before they're back up on their feet. Cooking meals, cleaning the house. So many things. There's senior citizens that they can't get on top of their houses and sweep it off and do those things. They can't seal their roofs. They can't do things that they may have done at one time. And God has given you that ability. You see, to have God show you this, and then you shut up your bowels of compassion, shows God's purpose for blessing you is not used for you. Or should I say it's not used by you. And the love for the brethren is lacking.
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address, and include the radio station by which you are listening and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
My feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible stands. I will plant my feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible stands.